Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello. And welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast, and this is episode 100. Oh my goodness. I just finished a masterclass for my Woman Up monthly members. This month, October, we are doing Money Mindset, and I felt really good because today has been a little bit stressful, but just want to give you a little bit of backstory. A little bit of stress today, but did a masterclass. Those always put me in high vibes, and I felt really good to record the podcast because, you know, I don't just get on the podcast and record with low vibe energy, or like I don't want to transmute that to you. And I was setting up just now my laptop, GarageBand, my microphone. I am in my room. And so I do apologize if the sound quality is not that good. It's a little bit echoey, plus the family is home, so it might be a little bit noisy. But I was setting up and I started to get emotional. And like right now, honestly, there are tears in my eyes because I cannot believe that I am up to episode 100 of the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. Oh my God. For all of you that have been an OG listener from episode 1, to all of you that started listening last week at episode 99, hello, welcome back, and thank you so much for the support over the past couple of years. I remember first getting the idea to start a podcast, it just popped into my soul one day, and I became like obsessed. And when I become obsessed with something, like an idea or a project or a business idea, I'm like, go, 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 go. But many of you who have listened to the earlier stages will know that I was so scared, and it took me 6 months until I actually got out the microphone that I purchased, and I got up GarageBand, and I recorded my intro. And I made my podcast art, like cover art, and I recorded my first episode, which if you go back and you listen to episode 1 and you listen through, like you can hear not only the quality, but just the way in which I hold myself. Like I was so nervous. I paused the first few episodes a few times to take a breather and to like collect myself. And I just felt like, oh my God, this is so fucking overwhelming. And now, like episode 100, oh my goodness, I have podcasts through heartbreak, I have podcasts through moving country, through leaving my 9 to 5 per se. I have podcasts through happiness, through anger, through anxiety, through sadness. I have podcasts through losing friends, to losing myself. And all of you listening have truly been there through it all. And I am open and I am honest, and it's scary to be this vulnerable on this audio platform. I have podcasts through cyberbullying, and you will notice, older listeners will know, but my newer ones, you will notice there's probably a few of really, really upsetting reviews on the podcast, iTunes reviews. And that was because I, you know, was a form of cyberbullying at the start of this year. Just Google my name, Jess Pennelly, if you don't know what I'm talking about. But I have podcasts through it all, like through it all. I have gotten on this microphone even when I felt the whole world on my shoulders. But this has been such a healthy and just, I don't know, just I don't have a word for it. I'm a little bit speechless right now, but this has been a platform for me. And I always say this podcast is my baby and I look after it like it's my baby. And there's been times where I've had to take a break for a week or two, but all with good reason. And it was never a decision I made lightly, because this is one thing I remember someone saying to me last year. I was in the height of heartbreak that killed me. And if you go back and you listen to the episode 2019, Coming Home to Myself, just scroll through. I can't remember what episode number, but I was going through heartbreak. And I remember someone goes, you know what, Jess, you were going through so much. And not only heartbreak, like I was in a job I hated. I was confused about life. You know, I felt like I was going through this quarter life crisis. And one of my best mates said to me, you know what, Jess, like you're going through all of this and I'm so proud of you because you still show up on the podcast all of the time and you still give as much as you can when you can. And that has always been the goal. This platform has always been something where I have wanting to connect to as many of you as possible to help you reconnect with yourself, to help you come home to yourself, to help you realize that you can empower who you are, that you have limitless potential, and that you're worthy and that you're enough, no matter what your news feeds or your partner or your friends or your co-workers or your boss or your family tell you, you are enough. And I'm so overwhelmed with gratitude right now because, as I said, like, honestly, I started to tear up as I was setting up. Like, I knew this was a big thing for me and I've been saying it for the past few weeks if you've been following the last few episodes, but I guess until I sat down and took out my microphone getting ready to record number 100, I didn't really realize how big this is to me. And it's just, it really helped project me into the person that I am today. It really helped me stand up for what I believe in. It really helped me share value and free value to thousands and thousands of women out there. Like, I can reach thousands of you out there by just listening to my audio every single week. And I think that's amazing. And it had me thinking, you know, about this whole thing we call life. And you have all been on this huge journey with me over the past couple of years. And it got me thinking, like, you know, sometimes we really just want things to happen now. We want to have that certain amount of money or that house or that job or that business, or those clients or that car or those clothes or those opportunities. And it's really made me think, like, without everything that I have been through to get to this point, and yeah, I'm 27, like, I still have so much life to live. Like, it's not that, but like, I have learned so much about myself in all of the challenges, in all of the successes. And without all of that, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to appreciate where I am. Imagine if I just got handed everything over the past few years that I've shared with you. I would not be the person that I am today. I would not be able to show up here on the podcast, for my Instagram stories, on my masterclasses, for my members, to my one-on-one clients. I wouldn't be able to show up for my family, my friends. And, you know, you have all heard everything that I have been going through the past few years, and you have all been in on it. You've been in on my joys. My Woman Up Monthly members, for all of you that are listening, like, they get the exclusive podcast episode, so they're you know, very privy to it all. But that's not to say that I hide anything on this public forum. I don't, and that's a scary thing. It's scary to be vulnerable. But I just want you to take a moment right now and think about where you were 2 years ago. We're going to do that time frame because, you know, that's when I started the podcast, 2 years ago. And I want you just to think about your mindset and the things that you wanted and you didn't get and why. And think about the things that you eventually got, but why you had to wait a bit, why you had to learn the lessons that you did, And I want you to be grateful. I want this podcast episode is really about cultivating gratitude. It's really about being thankful for where we are right now. Without the heartbreak, without the anger, even without getting cyberbullied, like that really set me back for months. It's only the past few months I've really started to get back on my feet and find the confidence within myself. And I shared this with you all. And, you know, I don't think I've done quite an update, but it really has taken a bit. Like that knocked me. That knocked my confidence. That knocked my security within myself. That knocked everything that I thought to be true. But without that, without all the downs, there would be no ups, right? There would be nothing to be grateful for. Like I am in the midst of launching my first group coaching program. But without of the hard things in business and all of the roadblocks, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have the education or the mindset or the knowledge to deliver that. And fuck, I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come in my membership platform, Woman Up Monthly. I'm excited for what's to come for business, for my personal life. And it's scary, right? Because it's like I have in 2 years left the conventional, well, not conventional, 9-to-5, because I wasn't in like a desk job. But for those of you that don't know, I was managing a gym. And yeah, it was a bit more than 9-to-5 because you wake up at 4:30 a.m. and you get home at about 8:30, 9 p.m. But I left that. I found myself. And don't get me wrong, not right now, you know, I'm not at the highest point in my life. There are things that have not been going the way that I wanted, I guess. But I'm at a much better time in my life than I was 2 years ago. I'm just going to pretend that I'm choosing to stay in Perth. Joking. But you all know I miss Bali so much. I miss not even Bali. Like, yeah, I miss that. But more the means to travel. I said to my friends the other day, like, I would be happy to go interstate, you know. For anyone that doesn't know, can't tell by my accent, I am from Australia. But, you know, all things aside, like, I'm in such a different space. I have such a different skill set, a different knowledge base. I have honed into my intuition like there's no tomorrow. I have rituals that fulfill me. And yeah, I have days where I'm not inspired or I'm not creative or I don't move my body enough or I don't drink enough water or I don't do everything I possibly can to meet my goals and bring value and life and purpose to my lifestyle. But fuck, so much has changed. And this, like, I didn't really know what I was going to speak about today, but I guess it's just I want us all to just have gratitude. I want us all to look back and see like how far we've come. And like, what's that meme that always goes around? It's like, you have survived 100% of all of your bad days, right? Like, how true is that though? Like, how true is that? Because we think when we're in the worst of everything or like we're not going to make it through, we're not going to get to a goal. Like, we're like, fuck my life. But then you're here, you're on the other side, and maybe you had to go to your goal for another way, or maybe you had to do something, you know, in a complete opposite version of what you wanted, or you had to upskill, up-level in some way, shape, or form, but you made it and you're here. And I've been thinking about this not just today, but also, you know, with the launch of my new program, the Awakened Woman Group Coaching Program. It's 8 weeks. All of the information is in the show notes below. But I made that program based around the past 2 to 3 years, based around being so scared to take a leap of faith, based around having my circumstances, my job, my relationships, my bank account boss me around and not being the boss and not taking control. And that's why I created that, because I want everyone to look back and be like, yeah, fuck, that was shit. But I made it through and I'm actually at my desired reality. I'm actually living this life that I keep envisioning. Does that make sense? So over the past few weeks, while I've been fleshing out this course, while I've been getting all my stories, talking about it and sharing about it, you know, it's a basis to this. And it's really this podcast, like, thank you. Thank you for holding space for me. Thank you for letting me talk. Thank you for coming on this journey with me. That's not going to finish anytime soon. But thank you so much to all of my OGs, to everyone that has just started following, because this has been just an amazing platform that I'm speechless. And I've been thinking, how can I give back to you all in some way? How can I share more value with you? And what I've decided is, if you take a screenshot of this episode and you post on your story, don't forget to tag me or I won't see it, and you write your biggest takeaway from either this episode or any of the episodes that you have ever listened to, whatever takeaway you have learned from me, or what's one thing that I have taught you over the past couple of years, you will go into the draw to win a 60-minute strategy call with me. It's an empowerment call. We will discuss mindset. We will discuss your lifestyle. Whatever problem you are having, we're going to bring a solution to it with your, yes, your mindset, your belief system, your manifestations, your habits, whatever it may be, we're going to go through that. And this is something I only offer to my private clients. So I want to give back. Take a screenshot of this episode, write something that I have taught you over the past 2 years, tag me, so I can see it, and I will choose someone, and you will get your 60-minute strategy call, because I want to give back in some way. I love you guys so much. Stay grateful. I'm sending so much love, so much happiness, so much high vibrational frequencies and energies and everything to you. Thank you for being a part of this journey. It means the world to me. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.